Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I had done a survey a couple of days ago, and it offered the free gift. You pay the shipping and handling. And as I was closing it out, it kept bringing up different things onto the screen. Do I want to add this, this, and this? And I kept saying no. But at the end, it added two extra items. And I had called you guys and told you I did not want those. And she, when I talked to the lady, she said, well, it's not even showing that they're on there. So, you know, you don't have to worry about it. But she would note it on my account that I had called in. Well, one of the items delivered to us, and the other one is scheduled to deliver tomorrow. And they've already billed my credit card for it. So I need to find out how to get these charges reversed.
Alrighty, not a problem. If you don't mind, I'd like to get that pulled up. So can I have your name and the shipping address the product would have arrived at?
Okay, my name is Cindy Robinson. It might be under Lucinda Robinson. And the shipping address is 1802 Oyster Bay Lane, Suffolk, Virginia, 23436.
Thank you so much, Ms. Robinson, for sharing that information with me. It did pull up. I show on the 11th. You did. I show the Hype Watch there. You placed the order for that. And I do show you also called the exact same day right after you placed the order, spoke with one of our representatives. Let's see what they said. Yeah, you're just wanting the watch. Now I see what happened. And there is, she notated that she didn't see the additional items added on. What that is there's been recently a thing going on in our system where, you know, it's been put out, you know, that there's actually a billing delay. Like, you would see the charge. Therefore, you know, you did call us in. But on our end, it actually doesn't show up till like 20 to like 45 minutes later. I really do apologize about that error there. Give me one second.
Yeah, because when I went to check out, it kept adding these things, and I kept saying no and continued to, you know, finish up for the shipping information. And then all of a sudden, it had them all on there. The order was complete, but there was no way of backing up or anything else. That's why I called immediately to tell her to cancel them.
Okay, let me see what I can go ahead and do for you. Now, if you don't mind me to ask, let me see which one is this. Watch, earbuds. So from right in saying, it looks like yesterday you would have gotten a watch and the earbuds. Is that right?
Yes. And it says that the other package, which I'm not even 100% sure what it was, is due to arrive tomorrow.
So sorry about this, ma'am. We're going to definitely be able to help out, but if you don't mind me to take a moment here and see exactly what I was able to do for you. That shouldn't have happened.
They're straightening out that charge for those earbuds and whatever else it is.
It's 20 volt for me.
Okay, so that would have been for the pods and the keto.
As a matter of fact, I was doing all this because it was a survey for Kroger. Uh-huh. It was supposed to be for a $100 gift card, and it never even went to the Kroger site or anything. It was like I did the survey, and then it completed, and it was done, but never said anything about the actual survey itself, about Kroger or anything. So I was totally confused anyway by it.
Okay.
Normally, I don't do those surveys online, but.
And when did you say you got the ear pods and watch? Was that yesterday?
They came in yesterday, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, Miss Robinson, I'm truly sorry for the long delay there. I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's kind of like there's a glitch in the website or something. I mean, because it never gives you, it never says decline or anything on there. It just says, do you want to add it? And then you just hit continue, and so it automatically adds it. So it's something that they might want to look at that website and say, you know.
If you don't mind me to ask real quick, are you on shophypewatch.com?
My husband might be. It was a gift for him, so.
Okay.
Does he need to close that down or something? Or?
Oh, no, you're completely fine.
Okay.
Just give me a quick second longer. I'm having somebody check on something in the back end for you, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, here's what I'm going to do, Miss Robinson.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and refund the $49.94 that you were billed in Arrow. That's for the unwanted product, your keto and the hype pods. That is an error related to our system and, you know, the delayed billing showing up. We do not require that keto back. Absolutely no, like, supplements or anything is to be returned.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you wouldn't mind me to ask, would you be able to return the ear pods?
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay.
Well, you know what? How much are the ear pads or the earbuds?
That item is, so let me take a look, because they're like lumped together. I don't know why they do that. So the Kudos, $19.97. The Hype Pods, the earbuds, they're $29.97.
Okay. Just go ahead and keep the charge on my account for the earbuds since they're already here. I'm not worried about that. I'll just go ahead and keep those. But the Keto, I have no use for.
Okay. Well, if that is your wish, I'll be more than happy to do just that. Let me see. The Keto is $19.97. If you truly don't want that product, you have no use for it whatsoever. Completely honestly, we don't want the Keto back. If you know of anybody who would like to maybe try it, it's really great, you know, to curb appetite,
okay,
and give you a bit of a weight loss boost.
I just lost 85 pounds, so I think I'm good on that part.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I can refuse the package, right? Since it's not here yet, can
actually,
I send the package back unopened?
You definitely can. I mean, is that package there? You said you got it yesterday. If it's not open, you can just go like to your local post office, or when your mailman comes around, be like, hey, just refuse this back to the sender. Now that package, including both the Hype Pods and the Keto, you know, if you want to just go ahead and refuse it back unopened, it's fine. I can go ahead and definitely still refund the full amount, which is $49.94. It was a billed in error, being as you did call it.
Okay. So. Yeah, I can do that. I mean, yeah, I can just go ahead and refuse it then.
Okay. And so you would like the full amount back, the $49.94?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. If I can refuse it, then yeah.
Not
and then that way they'll just go back to you guys untouched, unopened.
Yes. Okay. Allow me just one quick second. I'll have that submitted for you. Should be put through back onto your account. I'm going to have to advise 3 to 5 business days. But
yeah,
I'll give you a confirmation on that to keep in your records.
Okay. And then after we have all that done, I have one other question. As old as I am, I'll forget to ask the question.
Go ahead and ask away, ma'am. I got that process.
Well, do you know exactly what the survey was about? Because at this point, I'm not even sure. I know it was for Kroger. Do you guys control that survey or what?
Well, the survey is really a means of advertising. I believe, you know, it could be through multiple companies, like you said, Kroger. I know of Kroger. I know of Walmart, Target, companies like that, major companies. And basically, they'll just go through and ask you a whole variety of questions. I guess it really depends, like if it's like a shopping experience or if it's like a survey for your opinion. So I don't really know per se what that was all about. But at the end, you know, as a gift for completing the company's survey, there's different products that are offered as a gift. You know, this being
right. You just pay the shipping and handling.
Yeah, this being one of them.
Yeah. Okay. I was just kind of curious because I was like, I don't even remember. I know it had something to do with Kroger, but I don't even remember the rest of it, to tell you the truth.
Oh, goodness. That brings back memories. I haven't seen a Kroger since I was up in Baltimore, so I had to be like 14.
Probably. Where are you at now?
Down in Alabama.
Oh, see, we're in Virginia, so
yeah,
Kroger's
it was
like our main store. Yeah. Yeah. And they've taken the place of, I don't know if you know Farm Fresh, but, you know.
I've heard of
Farm Fresh. Is down. Yeah, they had the best fried chicken in the world. You know.
Sounds good right
so
about now.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And so they took the place of that one. So Kroger's everywhere around here. And they have a really good, like, deli section and all. So that's why I was interested in the survey. I was like, oh, Kroger, get a free gift card or something. But no.
Well, Alrighty, well, I do apologize about that. Yeah, whenever you're ready, I can give you a confirmation on your refund. It's $49.94.
Let me grab a pen. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Alrighty, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. That number for you is going to be, let's see, F as in Frank. D as in David.
So it's F as in Frank, just one F or two?
Two.
Okay, so it's FF,
uh-huh.
David.
Uh-huh. 37, A as in alphabet.
Uh-huh.
F as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
47. D as in David.
All righty. So it's FFD37AF47D.
There you go. You got it.
Awesome. Okay. And what was the, that was 49?
Yes, ma'am. The amount coming back will be $49.94. You were billed in error.
Okay, great. And I'll just refuse that package when it comes in. All righty. All righty. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thanks.